I'm Ben, and you're listening to the Sound Logic Podcast.
This is Mike. Each episode, we discuss one of music's greatest albums from Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 list.
Brought to you by two guys with no credentials.
Normally, in our Saturday episode, we take a look at the album cover for a given album. This week, our album has three covers, depending on where it was released. Initially, the release was in the UK. That's a cover. The American release got another cover, and we were able to dig around and found there's a third French album release cover. And so we thought with all of that going on, we'd make this a special midweek episode where we tackle one of our favorite aspects, the album cover.
Yeah, so we thought we'd just take a little more time to go through them all, so you can listen to that now.
Yeah.
The album artwork is really interesting, and mostly because we've got various versions from the different releases.
Yep.
So there's the UK release, which is the picture of the trio with kind of psychedelic writing doubled up, kind of in bottom halves of half circles, very, very 60s style. And then I really like the US release, which is, oh man, you cannot look at this album cover without knowing exactly where and when it was from. It's like,
yeah,
put me in San Francisco in, oh.
You use the word psychedelic for the UK cover, but I think it much more aptly describes the sort of vibrant yellow, almost Yellow Submarine-esque, yeah. American, yeah, cover.
No, you're right. You're right. It is, I guess it's kind of that stylistic writing, but no, the US one is more psychedelic. And just the picture, which is a circle, but has that kind of round lens,
yeah,
on the camera that has everything. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Has everything stretched out, and this filter that has all the purples and yellows and oranges popping out, but all the mm-hmm. blues are muted, which is really cool. And then of course that bubble lettering, which was very popular for the concert posters. You know, you think of the Doors and the other bands that had all the posters in that lettering. So very, very cool.
Yeah.
Bright yellow background with that fuchsia and purple is like, oh man, it's really cool.
I don't know if you saw in the notes there, I found this French album cover, Jimi Hendrix Experience.
I see that.
It's even more psychedelic than,
it's
than the,
like,
American version. It just looks like pop art or something like that. Just splashes of color everywhere.
Yeah, it's almost got that spinny, like I feel like I'm tripping out a bit, you know, and I'm not using any substances here, but just looking at it, it's like, ugh. And I can't tell what's in the middle. Is it like a picture?
It's him with his arm raised.
Oh yeah.
You zoom in, you can kind of see.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Yes. And but he's wearing like a really colorful jacket. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh wow. That's really cool.
So I don't know, three album covers that all kind of give a very different vibe. Like the UK release almost has almost a goth feel to it. I would assume an album that has a cover like that is a little dark sounding and mysterious, and you know, almost has like a magician-esque element with his cape swirling yeah. around him. And the American one, I think, is, like you said, just squarely in the 60s. And the French one just seems like almost a childlike color explosion. And to me, that one seems like it would be just a really fun kind of poppy album. So all three kind of give off a different vibe, but for the exact same album, with some subtle differences. I guess the track list ends up getting tweaked slightly.
Which cover, having seen all these covers and listened to the album, which one do you think fits the most?
Ooh, definitely not the French one.
Little too playful.
I actually kind of like the darker. Dude, this is not a pop album. And I think I see the psychedelic kind of whimsical Yellow Submarine and think it's going to be playful. And this album is not playful.
It's not. No.
The Fisheye Lens does kind of skew it to be a bit more, I don't know, outside of things. But I don't know. There is something about that. And the intentional lack of the band name, just Are You Experienced, done twice.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems sort of like mysterious and dark. And I think I'm leaning towards the UK. What about you?
As I looked at it and thought about it, I was feeling the same way, that I find the US one kind of more appealing just at first look. Yeah. But I think that the UK album cover fits the tone of the album as I listen to it and hear some of the sounds, the experimental sounds that he makes are a little dark and dissonant. And
yeah,
a lot of the themes in the songs and the lyrics are a little dark. I mean, for crying out loud, the second track's called Manic Depression. And you know, it's not a happy-go-lucky album. It's not poppy.
Right.
Not to say that all the songs are negative, because they're not. But it does have a darker, more mature, more mysterious tone, some of it. So as much as mm-hmm. I wanted initially to lean towards the US a little brighter, a little more psychedelic, I think the darker one does fit a little better.
Yeah. Apparently Hendrix didn't really like the UK cover. And as you mentioned, the American version came out later. So they had some time to go back to the studio and hired an artist, a graphic designer, I guess, to do something a little bit more different that fit with a more psychedelic audience. It's quite different. And I wonder if even though the music does have a darker feel, if Hendrix wanted to fit with a more psychedelic audience than the darker cover conveys. Be interesting to go back in time and hear the rationale for that shift. They're very different. It's not like the American version is just like a redo of the first.
Yeah, so interesting. If you like what you hear, subscribe on your favorite podcast app and write a review.
Send us a message at our Facebook page, on Instagram, or through our SoundLogic Podcast Twitter feed. Thanks for listening.